This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All the Guy Ritchie style you love, now with more dead Nazis. This is your IGN review of The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare by Matt Donato. If there's one thing World War II movies can't show enough of, it's Nazi failures. And in The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, Guy Ritchie valiantly depicts a spectacular one. This is his answer to Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, only lighter and with more jokes about bland German cuisine. Ritchie adapts author Damian Lewis's 2014 tell-all about Winston Churchill's classified execution of Operation Postmaster in 1942, borrowing British war plans for his fictionalized recreation. His clear adoration of espionage, story cliches, and cheeky wit turns it into a plucky, punchy, and quite entertaining reinterpretation of history that gleefully slaughters Nazis with a skip in its step. World War II gets the red carpet Ritchie treatment, like a history lesson from the cool high school teacher who mainlines gangster movies and spaghetti westerns. Based on a true story does some heavy lifting, but not as much as you'd think. Henry Cavill stars as mission leader Gus March Phillips, who was an actual operative for Winston Churchill's covert organization. Rory Kinnear, meanwhile, delivers a solid impression of the famous Prime Minister. Gus is asked to assemble a crack team, which he does in workmanlike montage fashion, and infiltrate the Spanish island of Fernando Po off West Africa, where a Nazi U-boat supply vessel currently anchors. That's all true to history, from Churchill's unsanctioned tactics to Gus's nighttime raid. But Ritchie, an instinctual entertainer, can't help letting his imagination run wild from there. Don't expect a dramatic Dunkirk-type military thriller. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare isn't afraid to be silly or indulge in comic book-like violence, brought to life by a cast of righteous killers who treat Nazi eradication like playtime. Ritchie seems to want us to experience all the rousing military combat we can in a microcosmic World War II story without any large-scale battlefield action. Gus's cohorts mow down platoons of Nazi soldiers on land, at sea, and everywhere in between. But thankfully, action interludes are always earned with some kind of setup. There's never a point where the collective of four different screenwriters, including Ritchie, feels like they're running out of challenges to lob Gus's way, nor does it go too long without entertaining action, even a setbacks mount. Perhaps that's because there's a gratifying spirit to the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, in the way characters whistle while they work, and by work I mean eliminate Hitler's troops. Cavill's face turns to unbridled elation while blasting Nazis with his silenced automatic weapon, somehow both charming and devious. Alan Ritchson is even more fun to watch in combat as the unstoppably vengeful Anders Lassen. The Danish huntsman opts for bladed weapons or his bow and arrow, and this hulking hard body can shoot it with such force that his modified projectiles pierce through first victims for gruesomely satisfying double kills. These are the most ridiculous quirks of Ritchie's Hollywoodized fantasy, but he does well to ensure his intentions are overt and understood. Where Ministry can drag and where Ritchie's ambitions buckle is during a subplot that involves undercover agents planted in Fernando Po. Babs Olusunmukun's unflappable casino and bar manager and Aza Gonzalez's chameleon actress find themselves distracting a local Nazi tyrant, which creates a bounce-about effect in terms of pacing. Ritchie gets lost in the sweaty-palmed nature of plans that can't go awry, even though Gonzalez is the queen of performative coolness when pit against Till Schweiger's ruthless German butcher Heinrich Luhr, ready to pounce at the slightest misstep. If Gus is a 1940s Bond type, Heinrich is the Bond villain in comparison. Ritchie's quicker to fall into espionage cliches in these instances, serving the need for cat-and-mouse dynamics that are less successful when you have Gus's commandos playing gangbusters as a contrast. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare is a solid Guy Ritchie take on World War II that tells an incredible, sort of true story as only this specific British filmmaker can. Henry Cavill leads his band of merry misbehaviors to war against any Nazi in eyesight, blending spy game thrills with safeties-off action sequences. The overall pacing stumbles slightly between Gus's antics and supporting character focus shifts, and storytelling can be reductively familiar at times, but neither torpedoes that production. It's fine that Ministry exists almost entirely to dance on Nazi graves. More movies should. You typically know what you're getting from a Ritchie movie, and that's never a problem with this ungentlemanly delight. Whenever momentum dips, Alan Ritchson shows up and aggressively murders a Nazi. You'll be just fine. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.